What can change your circumstances? What causes you to prosper? What makes your body well? Join Gloria Copeland today on the Believer's Voice of Victory as she teaches you the things that will make you strong every day. Now, here's Gloria.
Luke 6:43 says, "For a good tree brings not forth corrupt fruit, neither does a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. For every tree is known by his own fruit. For of thorns men do not gather figs, nor of a bramble bush gather they grapes. A good man, out of the good treasure of his heart, brings forth that which is good. An evil man, out of the evil treasure of his heart, brings forth that which is evil. For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks." Now, when we get the Word of God in our heart in abundance, and we feed upon the Scriptures about our finances, our money, our healing, our family, and so on, words of faith come out our mouth. A good man brings forth a good crop. And the Word of God is what makes our crop good. So how do we get those words in our heart? We're not born with those words in our heart. We don't get them just because we're married to somebody that's got good words in their heart that come out their mouth. We get those because we take the Word of God and we put it in our eyes, in our ears, and it gets down into our heart, and out of the abundance, the overflow, in other words, of the heart, the mouth speaks. So if you're talking problems, you're talking debt, you're talking fear, you're talking lack, that's what's in your heart in abundance. Now, if you can't watch the news and stay in faith, then don't watch the news. You cannot talk problems, and you can't plant doubt seeds and reap a faith harvest. That's not going to happen. So we have to, in times of stress, financial stress, or in times when sickness and disease are trying to come into our lives and into our body, we have to put the Word of God in our eyes and in our ears until that is what comes up out of our heart. Whatever we plant, you know, that's God's fair. Everybody does their own planting. You can plant good in your heart, good words, good faith words, truth in your heart, or you can plant all that stuff that you hear on the news. It might be so, but it's not the truth. This is a higher truth. It might be the way it is in the natural realm, but then we're not natural people. We're born again people. We're spirit. We're born of the Spirit. Glory to God. A man must be born again. And we've been, most of us, born again, and if you haven't been, you can be. So we have to center up on the words of God, feeding our heart, our mind on the Word of God, and not let fear have a place. A good man, out of the good treasure of his heart, brings forth that which is good. How did that good treasure get in there, into a man's heart? Through his eyes, his ears. It gets down to his heart, and then it comes out his mouth. Good or bad, whatever's planted in there. If you plant doubt and unbelief will come out your heart, out your mouth, and it'll bring a sorry crop. But if you plant the words of God, faith will come. Words from God, words from heaven that came from God and came into your eyes and into your ears and got down in your heart will come out your mouth, and they'll come out in faith. Or what does the Scripture say? Out of the overflow or the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So if you find yourself talking doubt, unbelief, fear, you know that you've got something in abundance in your heart that's not the Word of God. The Word of God in there in abundance, you'll begin to talk faith words. You'll begin to believe faith words. You'll begin to see yourself out of a situation. You'll begin to see yourself with a job, or with a better job, or with a promotion. Whatever it is you're believing for and you're needing. See yourself healed instead of sick. For out of the abundance of your heart, out of abundance of the heart, his mouth speaks. It says an evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart brings forth that which is evil. For the abundance of the heart, his mouth speaks. A good man brings forth good. An evil man brings forth evil. So what you have to do is overcome all the doubt, unbelief, the fear, fear of failure, fear of recession, fear of depression, fear of lack, fear of houses being repossessed, fear of not being able to pay your bills, whatever. You have to overcome that with the Word of God. Psalm 84, let's just go there. 84:11. Psalm 84:11. Glory to God. I'm good ground. Say, I'm good ground.
I'm good ground.
I believe the Word.
I hear the Word.
I obey the Word.
I'm blessed.
And I'm increasing.
All the time.
84:11 says, for the Lord is a sun and a shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. Now, we may not own our own strength. We can't make good things happen. We can have an influence, maybe, but we can't make good things happen. But we can be a home for the Word of God. We can take the Word of God and put it in our heart. We can take the Word of God and the Father, God, and Jesus to be our sun and shield. We can put faith. We can have faith. We can have faith. We may not can ourselves in our own power change these things in the natural. But we can change our hearts and cause our hearts to take hold of the supernatural with faith. Glory to God. We can do, in other words, we can do what it takes to get faith in our heart. We can go to the Word of God. We can put faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. So we know that if we'll put our eyes on the Word and believe it and receive it, faith will come in our heart. We can't make faith, but we can put our eyes on the Word of God and allow faith to come in our heart. Now, we can do that. It's up to you. Every one of us can be strong in faith if we'll just do what the Scripture says and keep that Word going in our ears, going in our eyes, let it get down into our heart, and then speak it out our mouth. You got to do the last part, because that's what faith words coming out of your heart and out of your mouth, that's what changes your circumstances. That's what causes you to prosper. That's what makes your body well. Faith words, God's words that you put in your eyes and in your ears and it got down in your heart and now it comes back up your mouth and you apply it to your circumstances through your words. Now, anybody can do that. You can receive that and you can begin to do it, but it doesn't work any other way. I mean, you can't get faith any other way but hearing and seeing the Word of God and letting it in there and receiving it. And then you can't let it loose any other way other than it coming out your mouth and speaking words that agree with the Word of God. Glory to God. It's easy, but it's demanding. There's just no other way you can get there. That you can have live in the supernatural without putting it in your eyes and your ears. And then there's no other way that you can let loose the Word of God into your life other than out your mouth. Now, Romans 10:17 is a familiar scripture. Let's put it in our eyes and in our ears. It tells you how faith comes. And so if we know where faith comes, if you know where to buy a donut, you can go get a donut. If you don't know, well, you have to figure it out. If you know where faith comes, then you know how to get it. So Romans, 10:17 says, so then, and of course all of Romans is about faith there, so then that book, so then faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. So faith comes by hearing what God has said already from the Word or hearing what God says to you in your spirit. Faith comes as He talks to you in your spirit and He says a certain things to you and you say, oh, that's right. I see that. I see that. Faith comes. Faith comes from the written word. Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. So if we want faith, we have to do what? We have to hear and see the word of God. But we can have as much faith as we will pay attention to the word of God. So whether we're strong in faith or weak in faith is really up to us. So the word good means all those things. It's all good things. No good thing, Psalm 84 says, will He withhold from those that love Him. No lack in Psalm 34:10 says that. So here's what you and I do. Here's what we have to do. This is our part. God's done His part. We've even got a written Bible. You could walk by faith if you didn't have a written Bible. You just have to pay attention, very close attention. You'd have to pray and you'd have to listen to what God said in your heart. That's the way the Bible was written. Some person heard these words from heaven in his heart by the Spirit of God and wrote it down. Now, we do that ourselves. It's not the written word, but it's the word of God to us. And when we hear it, and you hear it in your heart, and you know it's God speaking to you, and you receive it and act on it, it is the word of God. It's not the written word, but it is the word of God to you. And so faith comes, you act on it, and results come. So here's what you do. You have to implement the word of God. We know faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. We've got to spend time in the word. You can't just go from meeting to meeting. You can't go from Sunday to Sunday. You have to spend time in the word. If you want to be strong in the Lord, spend time in the word daily. Daily. Try not to miss a day. And don't just read it because I have to read this. Read it because my life depends on this. My faith depends on putting these words in my eyes and in my ears and in my heart and out my mouth. And if I'll do that, this is the victory that overcomes the world, even my faith. Say, my faith will overcome the world. Your faith will overcome the world if you'll put it down in here through your eyes and your ears and then apply it out your mouth. So we have to implement. The word implement comes to mind. That means to carry into effect, to fulfill, accomplish, to provide with the means for carrying into effect or fulfilling. And we, of course, have Mark 11. That's the great scripture of faith, Mark 11, that we learned on. Let's look at it again. Have faith. Mark 11, 22 says, have faith in God. For verily I say, or I'm telling you the truth, I say unto you, whosoever shall say to this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Now one day, just one day, I remember a certain day, I was listening to Brother Hagin on reel-to-reel tapes and I was taking notes. And I was listening to him preach on Mark 11:23. Mark 11:23, that is where we learned how to apply faith, Mark 11:23. And I was listening to it probably in 1967, I guess, still in Tulsa. I know it was still in Tulsa, so that's when it was. And I saw, it's not what I say just when I'm being spiritual. It's not what I say just when I pray. It's the things I say continually that come to pass in my life. Because what I have in my heart comes out my mouth. Now, in those days, until I learned this, bad stuff came out my mouth. I was worried. I was worried we couldn't pay our bills. We couldn't pay our rent. We couldn't do this. We couldn't do that. We had notes of the bank and all that stuff. We couldn't do anything about it in the natural. We didn't have any money and we didn't know where the source was and we didn't know how to get any money. I know none of you have ever been that shape. I hope not. But then that day I was reading this about faith. Have faith in God. Whosoever, that would be me, shall say unto this mountain, I'm talking to the problem, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things, that's plural, those things that he says, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Now, I was listening to Brother Hagin that day, and the Lord spoke this word to me. Inconsistency lies the power. It's not just what you say when you're in prayer, but it's what you say all the time that just floats out of your heart, just comes out of your heart. And of course, we didn't know that, and we were talking the problem all the time. We were talking the bills. We were talking the problem. We were talking the lack. We were doing exactly the wrong thing just because we didn't know any better. You know, you feel like, if you don't know spiritual things, you feel like if you can't pay the bill, the least you can do is feel bad about it and kick yourself over it and talk ugly about yourself if you can't pay it. You know, like, I'm such a worm. I can't pay my bills. Oh, this, that, and the other. No, that's not what the Bible says. Faith says what it wants to come to pass. He shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore, I say, Jesus said, I say unto you, what thing soever you desire when you pray, believe, you receive them, and you shall have them. And what I saw, what the words that came to me that day was, in the consistency of your words, things come to pass. In consistency lies the power. You've got to get your words in line with the word. The words you speak every day. The words you speak when you and your wife are lying on your pillow at night, thinking about the problems or the bills or the debts. Those words count. That's your authority. That's your faith. That's your unbelief. Your faith or your unbelief coming out of you, coming out of your heart, and either getting rid of that situation or taking it to you. You know, you might lie in bed and say, and I mean, I remember what it was like. You want to talk the problem. How many of you know you just naturally want to talk the problem? You've got to overcome that, and you've got to talk faith. And you got to talk the word. And so maybe you're in bed at night and you're talking about how are we going to pay this bill? What are we going to do? They're threatening to take the car. We have to have the car. We've got to go to work. What are we going to do? Don't go there. Get in the word of God and begin to say things like, my God meets my needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. I'm living in the blessing and I'm not living under the curse. Look over there under the blessing and say, that's mine. Look under the curse and say, Jesus has redeemed me from that curse. Lack is under the curse. Fear is under the curse. Failure is under the curse. And it's what you say continually, consistently, that comes to pass in your life. Not just what you say in prayer. Not just what you say in church. And so you need to know that your faith, your words, are your faith speaking. And you need to get on those words and make them work for you and not against you. So that day I was sitting there and I saw, that's it. And see, you never forget some things. And when God talks to you like that, and he said, inconsistency lies the power. So I saw right there, it's what I say continually that's coming to pass in my life. Not just what I say when I'm praying, not just what I say when I'm reading the Bible, but it's what comes out of my heart continually that comes to pass in my life. And there's just one way to change what's in your heart. If you don't take any action, you're going to have a negative, unbelieving, world-talking heart. But if you'll begin to say what God says in the Word, faith will come on your words and you'll begin to speak, I'm debt free. I'm out of debt. God meets my needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. You will not say ever again, we don't have the money. If your kids come and they want you to buy them something, don't tell them you can't afford it. Just say no. If you don't want to buy it, just say no. If you Tell them they're going to have to believe for it or something. But don't say, we don't have the money. Don't ever say that again. Always say, our God meets our needs according to our riches and glory. Now, Ken used to tell the kids, they'd want this, they'd want that. He would say, well, okay, we'll believe for it. Let's just get our faith on the line here and get your faith out there. We'll agree with you. And they'd write their little agreement out and they'd put it on the refrigerator and so on. This is a true story, and then I'm going to quit. This was, that clock is fast. Surely it's fast. This was way back when Kelly was probably in first grade or less. And so the kids wanted a boat. And so they said, well, you know, they wanted a ski boat and a fun boat, and Dad wanted a fishing boat, so they started believing for a boat. They said, okay. We said, okay, write out your agreement. So we all wrote out our agreement, put it on the refrigerator. And so help me, I'm not lying about this. One day, two people, I think it was the same day. If it wasn't, it was real close. But as I recall, it was the same day. Two people called. One person up north somewhere called and wanted to give us a small cruise, a cabin cruiser. And that, you know, the family could go in and so on. And then another man, now Ken wanted a fishing boat, they wanted a play boat. Another man called and gave Ken his fishing boat. I think it was the same day. Now those kids never will forget that. I mean, that was supernatural. And from then on, that's where things went, you know, on the refrigerator. They believed they received it. They wanted a bicycle. Kelly came in and she said, Daddy, I need a bicycle. She said, I just pedal and pedal and pedal and I can't keep up with people. So she started believing for her a bicycle. Train your kids that way. You know, our children never have forgotten how we receive things. And they raise their children that way. Now, church, it's time to get on the stick. It's time to get on the Word of God and start talking abundance. And don't you believe what you hear? Because the whole world could be in recession, depression. But if you're operating out of the kingdom of heaven, you'll be blessed. You'll be prosperous. God will take care of us. Our sustenance comes from heaven. It means to carry into effect, to fulfill, to accomplish. In other words, to implement it. You do and you keep doing. The more you engage, the more you receive. The more you engage in heavenly things and in the kingdom of God, the more manifestation comes in your life. God's never late. He's never the problem. We can't quit pressing.
Too many Christians struggle through life hoping to one day receive something from God. In this new teaching series, Gloria Copeland reveals three steps that will help you receive the promises of God. Learn to implement and use your faith as a tool. Engage your faith for as long as it takes. Press in by faith to receive all God has for you. Discover how to walk in God's perfect plan when you implement, engage, and press. Order your copy of Gloria Copeland's teaching series, Implement, Engage, Press, now available for just $15. For faster delivery, order online at kcm.org. To request your copy by phone, call 800-575-4455. Or you may write to Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas, 76192. Learning how to implement, engage, and press makes all the difference in your receiving the promises of God. Order yours today.
Hello, everybody. I'm Jeremy Pearsons. Implement, engage, and press. This is a new CD and DVD series by my grandmother, Gloria Copeland. And now is the time to move forward in the plan of God for your life. I'm telling you, it is not time to sit around. It is not time to wait around. The time is now to move. The time is now to press into the things that God has for you. And there are ways that you and I can receive the promises that He has for our life. And this is in this teaching. It's a timely teaching. You need to get a hold of this. You need to get a hold of the things that are in here and learn how to implement the Word of God you hear. Learn how to engage with the Holy Spirit of God within you and learn how to press towards the mark of the high call of God in Christ Jesus. Now, in her message today, my grandmother, Gloria Copeland, was talking to us about getting the Word of God in our hearts. Now, I'm going to tell you something. When the Word of God gets into your heart in a big way, then you can't help it. It is going to come out of your mouth. That's just what happens. It gets in there and it's got to come out. And as soon as that happens, I'm telling you, things begin to change. Circumstances begin to change. And you may not see it in the world around you right away, but it is happening because faith changes things. And one of the things she talked to us about today is that you and I must be born again. This is what Jesus said. He was speaking to a man named Nicodemus and said, you must be born again. How are we born again? Well, we believe in our heart, and as soon as we do, we let it come out of our mouth. And if you've never prayed this prayer, I want you to pray with me right now. Just say this after me. Say, oh God in heaven, forgive me of my sins. Cleanse me of all unrighteousness. I believe in Jesus. He is your son. He lived for me. He died for me. And he rose again for me. Be my Lord, Jesus. Be my Savior. Take my life. In Jesus' name, amen. Now look, if you prayed that for the first time today, we are so thrilled. We rejoice with you. All of heaven rejoices with you. And I want you to do something for me. Contact our ministry. We've got a free salvation package that we would like to send to you. These are just some little books, easy reading materials to teach you what's next. I mean, you just made the most important decision of your life. Get a hold of some of these things. They'll be a blessing to you. Now, to be strong in the Lord and to continue to grow in your walk with Him, it's going to take time in His Word. Your life depends on it. Get in His Word, study and read, and let it become alive to you. Tomorrow starts the Southwest Believers Convention, August 3rd through the 8th in Fort Worth, Texas. Don't miss it. Be here for it. Go to kcm.org for all the information you need. Thank you so much for joining us. This is Jeremy Pearson reminding you that God loves you, we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
If you've made a decision to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior today, the blessing is at work in your life right now. Kenneth and Gloria Copeland would like to send you 5 books free. Log on to kcm.org to request your free salvation package today. Let God's glory shine in your life at the 2009 Southwest Believers Convention. Join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, Jerry Savelle, Jesse Duplantis, and Creflo Dollar August 3rd to the 8th at the Fort Worth Convention Center in Fort Worth, Texas. With Super Kid Academy for ages 6 through 12 and 1440 for ages 13 through 18, there's a place for the whole family. To find out more, call 800-600-7395 or visit kcm.org.